Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited. We have a brand new guest with us today. This whole week has been brand new guests. It's interesting how that all just worked out. And so today we have Anya Lightheart with us, and she's going to be talking to us about clearing timelines through the Akashic Records, reclaiming your fifth dimensional path. And so Anya is going to be collaborating with our higher selves, highly conscious beings of light and guides, as we open the collective Akashic Records and reconnect us to the crystalline light. So I'm so excited about that. And we're going to be talking about what are the Akashic Records and timelines. And I think more importantly, it's more about the timelines per se, because, you know, I think we pretty much know about the Akashic Records, but the timelines is still a bit confusing sometimes, right? And we're going to talk about the importance of understanding your timelines as we move into the fifth dimension. We're going to talk about what is the crystallization process of the DNA, how to connect with different highly conscious beings, how to integrate the activations and energy shifts, because we're all going through it right now. And we will be receiving a collective clearing through the Akashic Records with the beautiful 12th dimensional Pleiadian goddess, Naiha. Oh, wow. I'm having a hard time saying that. Naiha. There you go. And so I'm so excited because this is like brand new topic, brand new conversation, brand new guest. And so Anya is an empathic clairvoyant channel and a seer of timelines. And so along with her guide, she uses her gifts to relay loving messages, healing energy, and activations to others. And she provides loving spiritual guidance that focuses on the highest good for all. And at a very young age, she became aware of her gifts, and she has always had a deep connection to the angelic realm, but her connection to highly conscious extraterrestrials and other beings of light grew when she realized she could access the universal Akashic Records. And so when she accesses the Akashic Records, she is presented with a series of timelines and patterns, and she removes density, raises consciousness, and brings awareness from this life and others to help people create a higher frequency timeline for themselves. And Anya graduated from Ferris State University with a Bachelor of Science in Product Design Engineering Technology. And she's currently working as an engineer. So, you know, she's combining the science and the practical with this, you know, Akashic Record stuff, right? So it's interesting how she can use both both sides of her brain to work in this 3D reality. So I'm so excited to have Anya with us because I actually worked with Anya, oh gosh, a month or two ago, and oh, the session was so, so powerful. I just absolutely loved it, and I know that you will love Anya too. So Anya, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm just so excited to share with you everything that is happening, you know, with the timelines and the DNA, and just, you know, connect with the ETs later in this call and do a clearing for everyone.
Wonderful. Yeah. And I know we're all excited about that. And we're also going to be taking some live caller questions and questions from the Q&A. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. So just really quickly, Anya, about the questions, are these like personal questions or general questions that people could have? Like, are you going to be looking at their timeline specifically?
I can do that. Yeah, I think more specifically for this call, I've been connecting with my guys, and what they were pointing out is either expanding. So for people that are ready to step into their gifts, I can do individual expansion of the energy. And for others that, like myself, that need to be grounded most of the time because we spend so much time outside of our body, I can ground them. So I can see if they're connecting to any extraterrestrials, and I'll just let them know and go from there.
Perfect. Yeah. Wonderful. All right. So, Okay. So let's start talking about, you know, because this is the first time that you've been on our show, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you first discovered that you had this ability to read the timelines, to clear the timelines and the density? And when did it start?
Awesome. Yeah, so the Akashic Records is something newish per se. I've always known that I had something different and I experienced the world different. So since I was a kid, I used to see sparkles of light. I used to connect with the angels and all of that. And then one day I was doing a clearing for my aunt, and I just realized that I saw like a book on the top of her head. And at the time I didn't even know those were the Akashic records. Mm-hmm. And I see it as a book because that's how my brain translates it. And from there, my guides just started showing me more about the Akashic records, and then they started teaching me about the timelines. And then most recently, I've been working with them to activate the DNA to do, they call it the crystallization process of the DNA, which is connected to the Akashic records, because in the DNA, that's where we stored all of our information from this timeline and other timelines. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. And how did, so when you see the records of individuals or collectively, for example, collectively for the listeners of Awaken to Happiness Now, right? Do you see
right.
Books, or do you see like a big hall of records, or like, how do you see them?
It depends on whatever we're working on. So sometimes the guys will show me the book, and then depending how the book looks, if it's too big or if it's, I used to see, or sometimes I still do some like rocks that are mm-hmm. like in the book, and they're in mm-hmm. the rocks have roots, and the roots go down to somewhere in the, my client's body. So I can
okay.
see where that rock in the book is connected to, their physical body and energetic body. And then for the collective, or they show me all the timelines in front of me, so I can see my client in front of me, and then around this person, different selves, so from different lives or timelines, and then mm-hmm. above them is their higher self. So I work with their higher self and their guides, and that's how I see the different patterns, how they've been repeating the same thing over and over throughout their timelines.
So, okay, so let's talk about timelines.
Because, yeah, the timelines, yeah.
Yeah, because that's a huge topic, and it's something, you know, not fairly new, but it's interesting, because timelines for me anyways is, you know, your past life, your parallel lives, your lives in other dimensions, it's all of that combined. And also, and it's not just, it's even in this reality, based on different choices that we might have made, those timelines are also running, right? Those lives are also running, right?
Definitely. So I normally don't call or talk about past life, because I feel like we're existing in, you know, multiple realities. So to me, mm-hmm. it's easier to consider or just talk about timelines. So timelines is all your life. That's the easiest way to put it. And the human, we humans think of time as linear, but we really are multidimensional beings, so we're mm-hmm. existing in different times, right? And then the easiest way to think about it is like when you have a deja vu, it's because you are connecting with another self, but it's all you. And then to answer the question about create a new timeline within this timeline, is because when we come to Earth, we have the life lessons, but there's multiple, you know, when you choose something, you're creating your own reality. You're creating a new timeline. So
right.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so even with creating a new timeline now here, it's just based. It's not just, but it's based on our choices. So whatever choice we decide to make now, that will create a new timeline, right?
Yes, definitely. And something that I want to mention is that we don't need to carry karma anymore. We can choose to get rid of all our karma. And yes, the process is not the easiest, because you need to go through that karma life to non-karma life. And it can be icky for some people. But people need to realize that, you know, it's not needed anymore. And we have the opportunity now, something that wasn't available you know, years before, and that's because the vibration of Earth is just ascending, right? It's greater, and we have that choice. Yes, we still have the life lessons that we choose to work in this timeline, but karma, not needed anymore. And the other thing is the collective karma, that's truly what we need to focus on. So we are not individuals, mm-hmm. you know, we shouldn't think of us as just individually. It's thinking about collectively, what can we do as a collective and to raise the vibration of humanity.
And So speaking of timelines and karma, so let's say we burn off the karma or we finally release and let go of the karma from the past, and each moment we are creating, not new karma per se, but we are creating our life new in every moment based on our choices and our decisions. So now it seems like it's almost like a fresh start, isn't it?
It is. And I understand we have a lot of programming going on and all of that, but we have the opportunity to just exist in the moment and live in the now. And that's exactly what, you know, getting rid of all the density is, like truly connecting with your divine self and remembering truly who you are and you know, following your mission.
Mm-hmm. And when we're working with our timelines or creating new timelines, we can access tools and wisdom that we've learned through our other many lives, through all of our timelines, so that we can use it now, right? And how?
Yeah, definitely.
How do you do that?
And how to do it? Yeah. Well, you know, through the Akashic Records. That's like the mm-hmm. easiest answer and the easiest way. And everybody has this, the given divine right to access the record. That's something that is truly yours. And you can go into meditation and set up the intention and ask your guides to help you see what you need to see to move on with your mission. And Metatron is the gatekeeper for the records, and he's mm-hmm. amazing to work with. Mm-hmm. And he will guide you through exactly what you need to see. Just set up the intention. Seriously, the veil right now is so thin that it's just becoming easier and easier for people to see the records. And yeah.
Perfect. And so now as we're moving into the fifth dimension, what does that mean and what does that look like when you're talking about timelines? Because I'm assuming that when you're talking about moving into the fifth dimension and clearing out the density and the karma from all of our timelines, we become more pure, I guess, like you can say clearer. And of a higher vibration because all that density is gone, right? And then that way we can really truly start to create our reality in the fifth dimension?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we're already tapping into the fifth dimension frequency. Mm-hmm. I feel like we go back and forth because we still have, like, you know, you mentioned I still work in the auto industry. So
yeah.
That's a three-dimensional reality for me. But then again, I do my work and that's, your, you know, fifth dimensional is a collective. It's working to raise humanity's frequencies and so yeah, that's what it looks like. Is just a collective of people who are truly awakened and remember their divine self and their divine mission.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, do we all have a mission?
I feel so. I think some people, you know, get into the idea that they have to be the healers or that they have to be the channelers or the mediums. And I feel like so long you're happy, like truly working from your heart, if you're really just doing an act of compassion every day from your mm-hmm. heart, I think that's your mission. Like, whatever truly makes you happy and that you're serving in any way, I feel that's the mission. I don't feel like it normally, you know, like I was saying, to think of your mission as something completely spiritual in the sense, new age or, you know, stuff like that. No, I think everybody has a mission, but the way we think of it, it might not look that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it may look like something totally different than what we're assuming and thinking and imagining, right?
I feel so. Even like mm-hmm. doctors or engineers, like we all contributing to something. It's just the intention behind what you're doing is what matters and truly just doing from your heart, it is really what makes the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the crystallization process of the DNA. What do you mean by that?
Oh, so excited about that. That's something that I've been working recently with the guides. And basically, crystallization means activation or mm-hmm. access. And DNA, like I mentioned before, that's where we store all of our records, all the information. So crystallization of DNA is having the ability to access your information that is stored in your body. So that's what it means. And I've been working with the dolphins and the whales, matrices of magnetic service. And they just stepped in like 3 weeks ago. And it's just been amazing to connect with them because they're these benevolent, highly conscious beings that have access to all humanity's records. So basically they store the information that is in the cave of creation, the crystalline grid, and the DNA, that they have all the collective records, the collective Akasha of humanity. So working through them, to open the DNA at an energetic level is just amazing. Yeah.
So you work with many different types and different kinds of spiritual beings, right? So can you tell us a little bit about who your guides are, or the highly conscious beings that we can connect with as well?
Yeah, so when I was young, I started working with the angels. That was like mm-hmm. my first remembrance. And then the archangels step in. Mm-hmm. And then I started working with Mary and Jesus because I grew up Catholic. So that was kind of like the next step per se. Yeah. And then one day I saw this big, huge tree walking, pum, 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 and then I realized it was the Green Man. And I was like, I never connected to like elementals until that point, but he stepped in. And there's other beings such as the extraterrestrials. I love them so much. They're just here to support humanity. They're in awe of everything that we're going through, and they just want to, you know, love us and support us and guide us through this process of ascension. And the extraterrestrials I work with are Arcturians. I have an Arcturian mm-hmm. connection. They help me see the light language. So when I mm-hmm. have a session, sometimes my clients will light up, and I know they have all these different codes, and there's a light language written on their body. And then we have the Pleiadians, and I've been working with Naiha. She's a 12-dimensional goddess, and she's the one who helps me or assists with the collective clearings. And then I have Nom. He's an Arcturian. He's another guy that I've been working with. And then the Syrian lions, oh, my gosh, you just need to tap into their energy, and your day will become so much lighter and happier. And they have this funky energy that is just, you can help but smile every time they step in. They're very fierce, but they're funny. Like when you need a good laugh, call upon the lions and they'll mm-hmm. find a way to lighten your day. Yeah.
So,
and
you know,
everybody
can
connect with them.
Well, you know, when you started talking about the Arcturians and the light language, my third mm-hmm. eye just started vibrating.
Firing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I saw it right away.
Yeah. A lot of us carry those the light language in our body. Mm-hmm. One day I just, again, like the records, I realized that I could see that. And again, I had no idea what I was looking at. But, you know, information started, you know, I started channeling information, and they just show me that it's just our mission is written on our bodies too. So I cannot read it right now. I don't know if in this life I'm going to be able to read it or not. There's other channels who, you know, have talked about that, but there's only a few people who can see it. But again, we're not ready to read it. So mm-hmm. It's very powerful information, but we can still tap on it and just connect to that frequency. And just lately, I started seeing other people who have a different type of language, and I think it's connected to the to Atlantis. But mm-hmm. it looks and feels different, but I don't have much information on that yet. It's more like the Arcturian connection. They're both light language. It's just a different vibration per se.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a lot of people with their hands raised, and we have questions on the Q&A. Yeah, exactly. Yay. So, so before we go to questions and so on, like right now, especially, oh my goodness, the last couple of months, and I think continuing the next couple of months, there seems to be a lot of different energy shifts that are happening, right? So how can we integrate the activations and the energy shifts, the energy coming onto the planet, with more ease and, without getting, turning our
so bombarded.
World upside down almost. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been going through all of that too. I'm extremely sensitive to energy. So when Earth is shifting, I'm shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is just I listen to my body. I ask myself, like, what is that I need to do? What are my priorities for the day? And I ask my guys, like, just show me, like, go into meditation and ask, what is that I need to do today? What is important and what can wait? And they will show you and it will present in a form that you understand it. And I've been grounding a lot. I think that mm-hmm. helps me stay centered. It's for a lot of us light workers that we haven't been here on Earth a long time or, many timelines. It can be very uncomfortable to go through this process. So grounding, it just keeps us focused and makes us the observers. So we can clearly see what is in front of us without engaging. Because people who are going through the same process that are totally not aware can get really moody and then energy starts, it's crazy. So it just grounding makes you aware so you don't engage in stuff that you don't have to.
Oh, absolutely. And, and because sometimes the stuff that's coming up is just for you to see and acknowledge and let go. It doesn't mean you have to engage with it and interact with it as much, right?
Right, and the guys are just showing me this picture of just yourself just standing, and then you have all these situations in front of you. It can be simple things like traffic that can drive us crazy,
mm-hmm.
or you had somebody else had a bad day, and they have this weird energy, and most of us, are empaths, so we feel very intensively all this energy. But just now, just take a step back and be the observer, and just know, send them love. That's all you can do. Just focus on your heart and connect to your heart, and just send love, and all is good, really. Just one step at a time.
Yeah, absolutely, one step at a time. And that's the thing, is it's about staying centered, staying grounded, and staying calm, right?
Yes, definitely. Staying calm and staying grounded. Those are the things that will keep you aware, definitely.
And now I also wanted to talk a little bit about, for you, working with these Akashic Records, beings of light, and the timelines, what's the most profound experience that you've had so far?
Well, with the records, I think it's been an amazing journey, honestly. I realized I was looking at the records and that I can help others see what their patterns are in this life, mm-hmm. and from other lives, and just help them become aware. And I say aware, and I don't say clear or the lead, because since everything is still happening, like we mentioned, time is not linear, really, so... Everything, the moment you become aware of what happened in a previous life, you can heal this life. You can let go of that was holding you back. So an example, I had this client, and before my sessions, I connect with their higher self and their guides and prepare for the session, right? So I start getting a download of all the things that we need to talk about. And in her case, I just keep seeing that she was a slave in that time, and her dad from this time in that time was her master,
mm-hmm.
so he was drowning her as punishment,
mm-hmm.
and I just kept seeing that. I was like, wow, that's really crazy. So I just brought it up and was like, does this make sense to you? What's with the drowning? And she said to me, when I was a kid, my dad used to teach us how to swim, and not just me, but also the kids in our neighborhood. And he used to kind of submerge or drown the other kids to prevent them from being afraid. And that was something that she had, like, you know, since forever in her mind. And that's something that was, you know, I was able to relate to a different time and say, hey, you know, in that time, your dad was your master and he used to do that. So that brought so much healing to her, and just becoming aware, like, we didn't do anything, that we just, again, sent love, and that's what really helped remove that, you know, feeling that she had with her father. And yes, I have many experiences like that. I've been working with a lot of women, and another thing that I've seen a lot, like a pattern, is that women are going through abortions, that they have abortions, and that's something that we're able to clear during the sessions. That has been really, really profound. And for me, it's just been, I just feel so grateful to have the opportunity to connect, you know, to them in that sense, and then heal that and let go. Because mm-hmm. most of the time they have still, you know, holding on to guilt or really low frequency energies. And it's been really amazing to help them thrive and to help them heal that part of them so that they can fully step into their mission and their power and into the female energy. So.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, and that's powerful. Knowing that you can help somebody have such a transformation, you know, so that they can then continue to, you know, fulfill their mission or, you know, create the life that they desire without all of that emotional stuff that's holding them back sometimes, right?
Yeah, definitely. The records, I mean, they hold a lot of that. And just our energetic body, like when I just see you and I truly see you and I see what's going on and just connecting with your own guides. And mm-hmm. I'm just the channel, truly. I'm just allowing the energy to flow through my heart into their hearts and just allowing space for them to be and to heal. I mean, you know, that's all they need. And from there, like, people just step into their power and they move on, and it's just so beautiful. It's been very rewarding for me to see that, and I just feel so humble and grateful and that I'm here. You know, I'm here to serve humanity. I'm here to serve the new kids and to provide the tools that they need and the space for them to be and become.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. And I'm glad that you're here to share this information, wisdom, and energy with all of us. So I wanted to ask you really quickly, because we are going to take some callers' questions and so on and so forth, but I wanted to ask you really quickly. So like today, for example, what was my question? Oh my God, I lost it. Wow.
The clearing?
Okay.
Or was it?
Yeah. So it had to do with the clearing, and it also had to do mm-hmm. with the Pleiadian goddess Naiha. Can you tell us a little bit more about her and how you do the collective clearings and
what's going on with that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can do that. So I was doing one event. I live in Metro Detroit, and we do these monthly free events. And I was doing a collective clearing for them. And one day, Naiha just, well, first off, I just realized there was a spacecraft hovering above the building. I was like, I wonder who that is. And I just started connecting with them. And I realized it was a Pleiadian ship. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I started seeing all these different Pleiadians around the room. Of course, I couldn't see half of them because there's these huge, tall, beautiful beings of light. Mm-hmm. So it was only like the energy, most of it. And then I saw these pink being, and I just almost started crying because I felt like so much love, and my heart just expanded. And I asked her, what is your name? And she said my name, what I heard, right? Naiha. And she's a Pleiadian goddess from the 12th dimension. And mm-hmm. Since that moment, I started working with her to do in the clearings. And she creates this beautiful, almost like a mandala, where she connects all their higher self, you know, the people involved, and she does the clearing through the records. So I, when I, if you were to picture it, it's like myself becomes like multiplied, and I go through all the records, and I do that while she holds the space and the energy for everybody to release anything that is no longer serving their purpose. So that's what it looks like, and if everything goes, if there's any activations that are going to happen, the information travels through a Merkava. And I feel it's happening today. I can already feel that. I can already feel the Merkava with the download of information. And just know, even just connecting to this call, everybody's already getting the clearing and everything. We'll do it later, more formally. But all your guys are already stepping in. I can feel it. I feel
nice.
Very, although I'm by myself, I feel very crowded. I can feel the guys stepping in. And, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, good. Yay. So since they're all there now, perhaps maybe it would be a good time to take a few caller questions. What do you think?
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right. So we're going to go to the phone line first. We're going to go to phone number ending in 5712. 5712. Hello.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, you had a question?
All right. Now. Yeah, I do. I know I'm going through a lot of healing. Every time I get rid of one pain in my body, it moves to another spot. And it's just like, oh, it's like a healing crisis. And, you know, I haven't been able to sleep well, so there's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
And I just want, like, peace from all this, you know, like a break.
Yeah. As soon as you started speaking, I felt Archangel Raphael stepping in for you. And I started seeing all this beautiful green healing energy for you. And I feel that a lot of callers, including myself, can relate to the having issues sleeping at night. Like I mentioned before, we're very sensitive to energy and there's so many shifts happening. So if you were to wake up really, really early in the morning, just use that time to connect and go with it and see if there's anything you need to be aware of. Just ask your guys, is there anything I need to be aware of? And if, you know, then set up the intention, ask them, I still need to rest. Please help me rest and go back to sleep. And try to do a clearing before you go to bed. Just set up the intention with maybe white light or call up on your guys and just say, please clear my space so that, you know, all the energy and all everything that is not serving my purpose is gone and is transmuted into love. And that's what I would do.
Okay. Yeah, because I'll sleep like an hour and then I'm wide awake.
Yeah, it is really happening to many, many people. The earth is shifting so much right now that it just keeps us awake. And as for the pain going from one side to the other, I just saw that it just is going to get out. It just is not finding the weight right now. And the way to get out, ground, when you feel that pain, ground it and just release it to Mother Earth and just say, thank you, Mother, for taking this and exchanging it for love and for healing.
Okay.
I can see you just grounding and grounding that pain, just envisioning as if it was like a cloud, like a dark cloud, or you can give it a form, whatever resonates with you, and just send it to the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah, I totally get it.
And the next minute you're like, ouch, and...
And this is something that we can all do. We can all send the whatever pain we have, like my neck pain. I'm going to send that into
ask
Mother
definitely.
Earth to take it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So thank you for that question, Marlene.
And thank your body, because it's making you aware of something that you need to pay attention to. So I will just thank my body too, and then just release that, because there's no need that you need to be holding to that pain. Just be aware of what's behind it. Maybe there's an emotion or something, and just talk to it. Like you would to your friend, just talk to your body and see what comes up, and then just release it. No need to hold to it. It's not serving you.
Yeah. I've been trying to deal with a lot of fear that would just show up, and I'm like, okay, trying to get rid of it, and it's like something I think I was born with or something.
Born with fear?
Yeah, like fear. I don't know. It just seems like it's constantly there. I could be having a grand old time, and all of a sudden anxiety kicks in. I'm like, where are you coming from?
It's probably not yours. Just be aware. Make sure, ask yourself if it's yours. I will ask, is this mine? And then see if it's truly yours, or you're picking it from somebody else or a place or, you know, a situation. And then just be aware and send it out. Send it to Mother Earth and just put it down there, because there's no need to be engaging on that. Just be very aware and ask yourself if whatever you're feeling or seeing, if it's yours. Might be a friend, or it might be a coworker, or, you know, somebody passing by. And if you realize it is not yours, just ask, how can you serve? Why are you feeling that, you know? And that's just a step forward that I would take further.
Mm-hmm.
Send love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Does that help, Marlene?
Oh. Yeah, a lot.
Good.
And stay on the call for the clearing, okay? That'll help too, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I'm here.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thanks. And that's the thing, you know, sometimes we forget that how empathic we are and like sponges, and that a lot of times those aches and pains, those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions are not even ours, and we take them on as if they're ours. And even if they are ours, like you said, Anya, we do not need to hold on to them. But it's
right.
It's not a matter of just pushing them away, but recognizing, okay, what is it? What is it trying to show me? And then once you get that message, then
release
send
it.
Yeah, then release it. So yeah, thank you. Good point.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to feel so much pain in my body, in my physical body, and emotionally too. And I'm speaking of like when I was 6-7 years old, I was aware that it wasn't mine, like that it just didn't make sense, but
yeah.
I still felt that. So my hips, my legs, something will hurt. My mom would take me to the doctor. The doctor would say, she's fine. She just
mm-hmm.
wants attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for my mom, so she didn't think I was crazy or lying. But it wasn't until, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago that I realized that I was empathic and that I was just feeling everybody else's pains and emotions in my own body. And
mm-hmm.
that's when I started becoming aware. And even when I go to the movies or the mall, you know, for a lot of like workers, it's challenging because we feel so much
from
traveling, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
But the moment you become aware of your own energy field, and you can take you can be the observer, that's
mm-hmm.
when everything shifts. That's when everything, you don't need to engage. You don't need to protect
mm-hmm.
yourself. You don't need to do any of that, because you're aware of what is yours and what it isn't. And you choose, you can choose and decide what you need to, where you want to engage and what energy you want to engage with. And that's it. That's when you truly step into your power and say, hey, no, this is not, you know, it's not resonating with my own frequency. Therefore, I don't need to engage it or anything.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I have a question from Jane on the Q&A, and she's saying, I have some issues with betrayal and difficulty to allow anything in my life. How do I change that? Well, first of all, Jane, I'm just going to say really quickly, you are allowing things into your life, maybe not the things that you want, but you are allowing other stuff into your life. So you are allowing stuff. Just clarifying.
So she's asking how to not to allow betrayals and all of that.
Yeah, betrayal and difficulty. She says, I have some issues with betrayal and difficulty to allow anything in my life. Maybe she's saying anything good in my life. How do I change that?
Yeah, I feel that's they just show me a different timeline where it's almost like they're showing me like this little girl and everything that she's being told she has to do, like she doesn't have the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to tell you, you have the choice. You can choose whoever you light into your life. And again, set up the intention to only work with highly conscious people and people who resonate and vibrate at your level. and just, you know, I feel like we always have that moment that we can either choose to engage or not to. Like, mm-hmm. we just know, you know, when you're about to fight with someone, but you have that moment that, okay, you can just shut up now and don't go there. It's the same when you just trust your heart. Just and whenever you encounter new people, just trust your heart, and your heart will never lie to you. And then the same with your guys, just set up the intention, ask them to surround you with people who are loving people, who are going to build you up and that are trustworthy.
Hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Good question.
I feel like a lot of lavender with her, like a lot is clearing for her as we speak. I feel a Pleiadian connection for her, and it's just like clearing her. And just giving you a moment of peace because you need that. It's like you can breathe now. You're safe.
Yeah. Perfect. okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines again, phone number ending in 8820. 8820. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, thank you. This is Rachel. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited. So when I saw the email about the show today, just bells rang off because I've been thinking about this concept of timeline recently, and I'm in the middle of trying to process a lot of significant and sort of traumatic experiences. I guess my question is, am I messing my timelines up, or are my beliefs and my trauma sort of keeping me from my true timeline, or how do I get to my, you know, my truest timeline? And that's, I guess, kind of where I'm at.
I just started vibrating so hard on my end. Your energy is just going crazy right now, but in a really, really awesome way. Nothing to be fearful of. You're just going through a huge ascension process, just truly awakening, and everything is just being accelerated for you. So it feels like a crazy time for you right now, but just know that you're on your right timeline, and everything, you're just working throughout, releasing your karma. That's really what's happening. You're in that uncomfortable moment that I was speaking of earlier. So just hold in there. Trust that you're on the right path.
Okay.
You can just, you know what? You can tap into the Syrian lions. I think you can use their energy right now, that light, fun energy. I think that will really help you balance everything that you're processing right now.
Oh, amazing. I love them. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. They're amazing beings, the Syrian lions. Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah,
and
you're welcome.
Good luck. Yeah. Just be gentle with yourself. It's all good.
Truly all good. You're on the right path, definitely. You're just processing everything, but that's what's happening. And it's, you know, happening to many. Everything that we need to process and that is not love and that is not serving our purpose is just going through the surface so we can be aware and go through it so we can truly step into our mission and our power. So it's being accelerated. So that's why it feels like crazy versus before, that it was kind of slower. Now it's just like, it's time to go. So everything is just happening. But you're in your right path. You don't, when you start worrying, that's when you start creating the, that's the fear, right? Like that's when you start creating, manifesting things that are truly not coming from a place of love. So don't worry. Just trust that you're on your path. Trust that you're doing everything that you can to fulfill your, to, you know, to step into your power.
Mm-mm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. Much love.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. And okay, where are we? So then I have a question from Linda in Niagara Falls, and she's asking, could Anya see if I have a major block to receiving the financial resources I need so much right now?
Let's see. They're not showing me specifically for the financial reason, but I just heard clearly she will benefit from the collective clearing we're going to do later on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good. Yay. And then I have a question from Pinar, and she's wondering if you can tune into her field and see if there's any message for her from her higher self and or guides, basically around what her mission is in this lifetime and if there are more lessons I need to learn. There's always more lessons, Pinar.
Yeah, there's always lessons that we choose prior to coming to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I see this beautiful, like, blue indigo color aura, and that's the energy. And that, for me, it represents the Arcturian connection.
Mm-hmm.
So just tap into, you need to start speaking out who you are and speaking out, saying your truth. Like, that is the next step for you. No time for being quiet anymore. You really just need to speak up and speak your truth. That's what the Arcturians are saying. And this is very beautiful. They're like warriors to me.
Mm-hmm.
And but they're so loving. They're so gentle. But then they have this warrior energy of them. And I feel you can benefit from that. And they want to work with you. They're definitely in your energy field. And Mary. Mary's there too. Just opening the heart. And she always brings roses.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Nice. Perfect. So
yeah.
Let us know, Pinar, how that resonates with you. All right, we're going to take one more quick phone call right now. Phone number ending in, 1221. 1221.
Oops.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Okay. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can now.
Hello.
Hi, ladies. So, Anya, I'm hoping you can help me figure out what is going on with my life.
Well, this is only a 1-hour show, so I don't think you can help me figure out what's going on with your life. But how about simple question?
It just feels like it's all an illusion. I'm being targeted. Criminal victimization is happening, a criminal attack. And I'm just really, really not sure about what to do.
So the first thing I want to say to you, I'm sending you a big hug. And that's from your guys and the universe. And we're here loving you and supporting you. That was like the first thing. I just want to hug you right now and tell you everything is fine. You can definitely use a clearing. I feel that you have some attachments, and that is creating a lot of feel around you. But again, you need to be aware that that's not yours. And don't worry, like, we're going to take care of it during the clearing. And I feel that may help you and bring more clarity to what's going on with you. And because that way you'll know it's truly just you and not the other stuff around you that is currently in your energy field. And ground, just remember to ground. You spend a lot of time outside of your body because it's just more comfortable than dealing with the 3D life and Earth and everything that is going on. So just remember to ground. And be aware and take charge of your body.
Yeah, I've been grounding, making an effort to ground every day. Just spend time in nature and in the sun. Since you can access the Akashic records and all, I didn't know if there were some information there that you could share with me. It's just overwhelming. I'm sensitive,
we can talk about it, but it will take me more than 5 minutes to really go through everything that, you know, is going in your life right now, it sounds like. Definitely what came is just the grounding part of it, and just know that you're loved and be aware of the energy you're engaging with, the people around you. I feel like it's time for you to move on with the your friends circles specifically. Like, it's just you're in a different place now, and don't hold back. It's just that, you know, move forward, even if it means like stepping into the unknown. you're supported.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Shefali. Thank you as well.
You're welcome. All right. So I wanted to make sure that we have time to do the clearing that we're going to do as well. And then after the clearing, perhaps we can take a few more questions after that. So hold on. Okay. Here we go. So did you want to do the clearing now or should we talk about the special offer first and then do the clearing and then take some more questions, Anya?
I'm open. I mean, I'm ready for the clearing if you are, and then we can talk about the special offer. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Good. Let's do that. Let's do the clearing and then yeah, we'll go from there.
Yay. Awesome. Yay. So I'm just going to explain a little bit, and I already talked about it, but just going to ground first, and then from there, I'm going to start the process. And just know that we're existing in a zero point, is a zero time, so anybody who's calling later or listening to the replay or anything like that, they still get the benefits from this clearing. It's, you know, time is non-existent, so... Here
yeah,
we
and
go.
If you're and if you're driving, please pull over to the side of the road or don't engage as much in the process. Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And all right, so please, everybody, just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And start imagining that you have roots coming out of your feet. The roots are really strong. They're long and they connect to Mother Earth. It's okay if you feel heavy. That's just you and your body. Now I'm calling up on Naiha to start the clearing. I can see a collective record right now. We're just going to go through the record and remove density that is no longer serving any of you. And I see this beautiful Merkaba, like lilac color, and it's just rotating above everybody's crown chakra. It's going down to your heart. It's opening in the heart and it's just activating some codes of light in your heart. The activation will help you clear the communication you have with your guide so you can clearly see and receive the validation you've been asking for to take the next step in your mission, in this life, in this timeline. So just sit with that energy for a little bit. Along with Naiha, I see Mother Mary stepping in, and she just comes showering us with beautiful pink roses. And our heart just expands. I can see density just being lifted from everybody. And all your guys are stepping in. So just pay attention how that feels. If you've never connected with your guys before, just pay attention. How is it feeling your body? And the next time you feel that, you'll know it's just your guys stepping in. I see another... a Merkaba, and it's basically connecting you to everybody you interact in your life and everybody you have connections with. So all of them are also receiving the clearing, of course, within their free will. So it is a collective clearing, not just for you, but for everybody in your life as well. Everybody's creating beautiful mandala, and I just see a lot of people creating these beautiful beings. All the guys are stepping in, and they're just creating this, like, almost like a web, and everybody's connected, and it's just so bright. We're just going to sit with this energy and enjoy it. Ask your guys if there's have anything that you need to know, anything that you need to work with. This is the time to let go of anything that is not serving you. Take a deep breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And that's it.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. I know for myself right now in this moment, I'm like freezing all of a sudden. So I know that that is just energy shifting and moving, you know?
Yeah.
And I really felt my guides come in during that, clearing process. It's like, wow. So, whew, thank you.
Yeah, it was really beautiful to see this mandala because it was almost like the background, the energy was just really this beautiful purple, deep purple light, and everybody was holding a part of the mandala, and we created this web, and it was like so bright. I don't know if other people can see it, other clairvoyants out there, or people, you know, who can feel it, but from my end, it was just very, very beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for holding the space. Yeah, everyone. Thank you for participating. Yeah, it's a collective thing.
For sure.
I'm grateful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all connected, especially, you know, in this moment, you know, we're all together. So yes, you can write in what you experienced, or if you already have your hands raised and you would like to ask a question, you can also share what you experienced during that clearing. That'd be great. So I just want to talk about the special offer that you have for us today, Anya. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer.
Yes, I've been working on the special offer for like 2 months, and it's 2 months because I channel the information, and basically the goal is to start the crystallization process of the DNA. So I'm going to be providing a 12-week series, and we're going to meet once a week, and this is a live call just like this one for about 15 to 20 minutes. And in every session, we're going to either do a clearing or an activation, and we're going to be working with 12 different beings. So we're going to the first one, per se, is all about grounding and connecting to Mother Earth and the higher self. And then we have Archangel Michael. We have Mary, the Atlanteans. We have Archangel Gabriel, the Arcturians, the Lemurians, the Sea Lions, Metatron, the whales and the dolphins. And I'm just so excited. And I'm going to read to you the final, you know, for the final call. It will be a one-hour session. So people, if they have any questions or anything, I'm going to allow time for that. And I asked the dolphins, so what is this DNA crystallization process, and they said, we speak and work within your cellular level to activate the energy codes that have been stored for you as you continue your ascension process. The crystalline body is the level where these codes are stored, This will raise your vibration and keep your entire self working with a higher frequency, aligned with your mission on Earth, aligned with the new Earth. And like I mentioned before, we've been talking about the DNA today and the timelines. All the information is in your DNA. So the moment you start tapping into your DNA and your cellular level, that's when you start manifesting, you know, the timeline that you desire, and tapping into everything that you've already are learning into different timelines. So you're connecting to your other self and bringing that information that can be useful in this time. And then I will have a Facebook group. So, you know, in the middle, every week, you know, in between sessions, if anybody has questions or want to share anything, they can always post it there. Yeah.
Perfect. And so that's package A is these 12 live calls. And then package B is everything in package A plus a 30-minute personal session with you, right?
Yes, definitely. And that way we can work one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything that, you know, you want to work specifically or, you know, personal stuff, we can definitely talk about it during that time.
Perfect. And so this is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Anya11. So package A is 127 and package B is everything in package A plus the 30-minute session with Anya for 197. And so, like I said, that's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Anya11, A-N-Y-A-A 11. Thank you. And, you know, these activations are going to be really powerful and help you to really clear those timelines, clear that density so that you can really move into, you know, your mission and what you'd like to create, right?
Yeah, no, thank you for bringing that up. I just really want to mention this is an accelerated spiritual program. So things are going to move really fast. I mean, we're working really deeply with, you know, every part of yourself. So you're just going to see things move really fast. Just be aware. if you feel like you're ready, go for it. You can read all the descriptions on the website, and I type a little bit of what we're going to be doing in each session. And if you have any questions, just feel free to send me an email and info@AnyaLeichhardt.com, or you can go to my website, AnyaLeichhardt.com, and just ask about it. And I'll be so happy to talk to you about it. And as for the clearing today, please be aware of how you feel. And just for the next few days, just note that everything is integrating. Just be aware of how you feel and what your body is telling you. If you feel like, you know, sleeping more or resting or just, you know, going to quiet time, go for it and drink a lot of water. So just wanted to clarify that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect. And all right, so we're gonna take some more questions. And so Pinar wrote back about, for her question that you had answered, she also said, I had the feeling that I had a connection with the Pleiadians, and she said, I will tune into the Arcturian energy. And she said, for the clearing that we just did, she said, I felt the energy working on me, on my arms mostly, also felt my guides coming in. And she said, it took me a while to come back. So just ground, you know.
Yeah, just ground and you'll be back. Thank you so much for sharing. That's awesome.
Yeah, and so she feels a lot lighter now, and beautiful. Thank you, Pinar.
Thank you.
All right, so we have time for a few more quick questions, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 9306, 9306.
Hi, Shefali. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to do something for the DNA integration so I can have a better attachment to my guide?
Have a better what? Attachment to your guide? You mean communication with them?
Yeah, better connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's part of the what I'm providing. One of the session is let me find it really quick. In one of the sessions, we're going to be clearing the connection with the guide. So I can see this crystalline tube coming out of your head, and I can already feel it clearing as we speak right now. So you have it right now, but it will definitely be intensified as we go through all this session.
Do I have some kind of connection to the Arcturians? Because when you said that, like my whole body was just vibrating.
Yes, and I can see your light body. It just lit up for me. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for showing your true self. Yeah, you have it all over your chest and your legs. I can see it like a lot of symbols. That's funny. The moment, you know, and it's simple like that. Like if you feel something, it's because you have it. Like there's no doubt about it. As soon as you start questioning, it's because you already have that connection. So you just know.
I when you did the activation before, my whole body felt so much lighter. It's like you took a block off. I got to swim with whales, and it was just the most greatest experience of my life. I just loved it. And there was such a wonderful connection there. So, and I felt the guides, too, when you said that. I've got a real hard push right now on my right shoulder. So I must have a guide sitting there.
Just stopping your shoulder, like, hey, I want to talk to you, hey. Just check in. I mean, just check in and see who's there. Probably the Arcturians. Thank you so much for sharing. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Linda.
Thank you very much.
Great. and then I had a question from, oh, goodness. Hold on. Where is this question? I had a question from Joe.
Hi, Joe.
And Joe's asking, what do the guides think about music to help with meditation?
Ooh. Well, it depends what kind of music, right? You don't want to play, like, rock or, you know, rap or, you know, lower vibration of music when you're meditating. When it comes to meditation, my opinion and what I've heard from my guides is that it doesn't matter how you do it, so long you do it. Like, just find whatever resonates with you. There's so many ways to meditate. Even just going for a walk or running or just, like, you're asking about music. Just find whatever truly resonates with you and find music that speaks to your heart. There's people who are channeling through their music. So all of that can definitely help you connect deeper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just be aware of the music you're playing. Yeah.
Yeah. And
something that is going to lift you up and not, you know, make you feel icky afterwards because just the vibration and what they're singing is kind of not. And don't get me wrong. I love rock. I love the Beatles.
Yeah, but there's a time and place for it.
But
right?
There's
time and place. Yeah,
exactly.
But don't let not having the right music stop you from meditating.
Exactly, definitely. Probably non-lyrical, that's what I'm hearing right now, will help you because that way you're just, it's a melody or something, is like a, and it's not somebody singing something.
Right.
So
yeah, makes sense. Okay, so we're going to go to the web call. I think it's Carol in London. We'll find out in a moment. Hold on 1 second, I'm going to unmute you. Hello? Carol? In London? Maybe, maybe not. You might be muted, or no.
Or
okay, sorry, Carol. I hear something, but not enough.
Maybe you can type it or something instead.
Yeah, maybe you can type in your question. Okay.
Or email me later.
Yeah. Okay.
That
well,
works
we
too.
Yeah, we tried. Okay. Let me go back to. All right, let's see what else we have here. Gabriella in New Jersey is asking, can you tell her about her life purpose? That's a big one. Big question.
Yes, Mary stepping in, and the first thing she showed me was children, working with the new children. Yeah, as a teaching or a mentor or something like that. I just, you have the very deep connection with Mary, and you have this beautiful, like, rose just growing in your heart as we speak, and just working with the children.
Nice.
That was, like, the first thing.
Perfect. Wow, thank you. Great question, Gabriella. At least you got a really quick answer. It's like, wow, that came in
really
clear.
Yeah.
Doesn't, oh, like, okay. And then Sarah is asking, I wonder where is the origin of my connection with the dolphins in my records? I don't understand where, but I guess she's asking about the origin of her connection with the dolphins.
The dolphins. Well, you know, that's pretty awesome. It's awesome that you have that connection with dolphins, and I feel like a lot of people are starting to connect with the dolphins with energetically, whereas before a lot of people love dolphins and whales. And in your case, it can be just your spirit guides and just stopping to, you know, ask them and to work with you. So I feel it's more like as your main guides, the dolphins. You have, like, this connection to the mer people, like the mermaids and the water and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strong, like the ocean and all of that is coming up really, really strong for you. I normally don't connect with others, and, you know, recently the dolphins and the whales, but for you is really coming clear, like the mirror people, like that's kind of your group per se, and you know, without making a group, but you know what I'm saying, just that connection with the mermaids and the dolphins.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Thank you. And you know, the dolphin energy is so playful and so light. You know, it's just absolutely beautiful. So it's good that you're
and it's coming,
tapping
yeah,
in.
And it's coming up a lot, like a lot for many people. Like recently, I know a lot of people are channeling all of a sudden the dolphins,
mm-hmm.
and that's because like they hold the records, and it's time for us to access that. So they're just stepping into even stronger to help us as we continue. Ascending.
So, you know, Anya, you had said earlier on the call that we can access our own records at any time. Like, we have the right to access our records and ask questions about through our records, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Is there a easy, best, good way to do that?
Well, in my case, it just happened for me. Like, I didn't even know those were the records. I just,
mm-hmm.
So I don't have like a technique or anything. I didn't learn how to do it. It just happened for me. But
mm-hmm.
I know, and the guys are saying, just set the intention and
yeah.
Don't be so specific. Like, try to be so specific about exactly what you want to see. Like, you know, your previous life. You know, like I don't know, 500 years ago or 100 years ago. Like, just be open to whatever they want to show you. Like, the guys will show you. And just go into that meditation and meditative space and see what they want to show you. And maybe
mm-hmm.
you even see a different timeline or something. And or you can start getting signs. Like, it may not be – some people have trouble meditating and concentrating,
yeah.
me included.
mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll just show you in the way that you need to see it, but just be open for it. Like, do it and just go do it that way.
Yeah,
just setting up the intention to see your record.
Perfect. Yeah, and that's the message I was getting as soon as I was asking the question. It's like, it's just your
yeah.
intention.
and the intention, exactly. And then,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you go through your chakras, because, okay, that's the first time when I saw it, I was looking at my aunt's chakras, and then I just went a little bit further, and that's when I saw the book.
Mm-hmm.
Just outside, you know, the 12 chakras, not just the ones in our physical body, but the ones outside of our body. So if you
yeah.
go a little bit farther,
yeah.
you can see it. Yeah.
Perfect.
Just do it
Thank
for
you.
Your own self. Mm-hmm.
So Irina in the UK is asking, can you let me know what's in the way of hearing my guides?
I feel fear. I feel...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're already talking to them and you're already getting validation, but you're doubting too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just when you already know what they're saying. You're just like thinking that it might be a coincidence or something like that. They're really chatty. Your guys are very, very chatty. There's so many angels around you right now and
mm-hmm.
they like to talk. But
nice.
So they're already bringing, signs for you. Maybe pay attention to the numbers. See what pattern you keep seeing. Pay attention to when they use feathers or coins, all of that. That's your guides. And just keep asking the question. And if you don't hear it or don't see it, just say, hey, please send it in a different way, because apparently I'm not, you know, being able
yeah.
to connect with you. Just keep asking. Yeah.
And the more you work with your guys
and just start trusting that whatever you're seeing, feeling, hearing, it is, instead of just, you know, being fearful of it and dismissing it, the easier it will become and the more you hear and see or feel.
Perfect. Thank you. So hopefully that helps, Irina. So we're going to take one last question, phone number ending in 9154. 9154.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hello, my name is Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
And thank you. This has been a very, very wonderful show. And I was wondering if you see what you see as far as I'm fearful of stepping into my power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you've been through a lot of chasing. You were a witch in a previous life, and you were burned, and you were quiet down by society to don't speak to, you know, to be quiet and to don't speak your truth. And I feel that's one of the things that is holding you back. So it is part of your previous timeline. But, you know, just go for it. Again, there's no other way but just to go for it and know and trust that the universe is right behind you and it's time to step into it. I feel like you're about to burst. Like, I feel this huge bubble around you that is holding all these beautiful healing power and very, very powerful. And it's just, you just need this, like, a little, like, a pen or, like, to pop it. And you need to do it and just choose your timeline and choose what you want to do because you're ready. You are so ready.
Thank you. So I just basically just need to put that foot in front of the other one and do
it.
Just do it.
And that's all it's going to take for you. One step. That's it. You are in the boiler.
Wow.
May I ask one thing? It feels like I need to do it with my family, my true family members on this plane, because that's where I get the most resistance.
I feel like you need to start doing it with yourself first. I think you need to be honest with yourself. Yeah. And from there, you do the rest. The rest is just going to follow through. They might not understand you. They might not accept you. But, hey, it's your path. And that's their path, too. And that's we honor that as well. So the acceptance is going to, it needs to come from yourself first. And then you'll realize that you don't need the acceptance from your family. No. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
thank you so much.
Bye.
Oh, wow. That was, Paula, that was wonderful. And just take that next step. You know, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about the family. Just take the next step for yourself. You're doing this for you, not for anybody else, right? And to be of service.
And the moment you accept yourself and accept, like, who truly you are, your divine self, and truly look at yourself and say, hey, look, I'm this beautiful multidimensional being, in a human body serving in this point in time where, you know, Earth is ascending, like, what else matters? Like, you know, this grateful energy just fills you up and you go from there. So, and everything is just falls into place. It might not be easier, but you're aware, so you don't need to engage again. So,
yeah. So Anya, I know we're getting close to our time, but what is the most consistent message that you're hearing from your guides and from the beings of light that is important for our listeners to know today?
Definitely it's time to step into your power. It's definitely time to find yourself in about karma. You know, we already talked about karma, but just want to repeat it. Just know that you don't have to hold to that karma, that density. It used to be the system before. Right now we have a new system where we are working as a collective. So the karma is a collective thing and not individually. So there's no, you don't need to hold to that anymore, to that density. You have the option and the opportunity to create a timeline where you're living to your highest potential, but you need to decide it for yourself. You need to make the choice because there's free will. So The moment you decide to do that, the moment you decide to start working with your guys, that's the moment you're going to start thriving.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. You know, and that's a wonderful, empowering message for all of us, is that, you know, it's just about making a choice and taking that next step. You know, making a choice, taking the step, and working with our guides and beings of light that are always there and here to support us in whatever way, you know, we require. But it's a matter of us also asking, right? Asking for their support, asking for their guidance, building that relationship, communicating with them, right?
Yeah, definitely. And all that is because of free will. Like, all your guys are already waiting for you to even think about it. The moment you start thinking about it, that's when, you know, everything starts happening.
Sorry, I had to mute myself. There's an ambulance going by, and it's like, okay, it's not stopping.
I was wondering, what's that, the end of the call? Or just send love to that ambulance and whatever is happening over there.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason, right?
Oh, for sure. And so I have feedback from Sarah. You know, you were talking about the Mer people with her. She said, thank you so much. I really felt a connection with the Mer people very strongly. Crazy fun. So, yay. That's wonderful. Good. I'm glad that you
resonated.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah. And you know, would it be beneficial, Anya, for us to go back and listen to the call and the clearing again?
Yes, definitely, because, again, we just cleared one thing today. You can always go back to the call and listen to the clearing again and connect to that space. And, just going back to that moment and feeling feeling your guys around you is going to definitely help you create a stronger relationship and just make an awareness. It creates an awareness of the energy, your energy feeling, how you feel in your own body, versus when you're not grounded, and also how it feels, your guys around you. And, definitely.
Perfect.
And, you know, I always find out that when I listen back to the clearings, I always get something different. It's always something different. So,
yeah, absolutely. And so I'm just going to also remind everyone to take a look at the special offer that Anya is sharing with us today, and it's about the crystallization process of the DNA. It's a 12-week series, 12 live calls, 12 activations that are really going to help you to clear the density and clear that karma and clear what's no longer serving you so that you can move fully into your mission and on your path, right?
Yes, and access the information through the DNA, all of that. That will be the last one. And we'll also have the Facebook group, so you have the support there too, not just from me, but for everybody else who's participating in this series. And it's the first time I'm doing this. This is, again, I just came up with it. My guys channel it, like, 2 months. It took me 2 months to channel all this information, so everything has been very specific, and the guys that I'm working with in every session, they came through and they gave me the information that we need for either the activation or the clearing. And you can go through the Shefali's website, awakentohappinessnow.com, and look at the package, and you can read through it and see if it resonates in your heart. Just know it's an accelerated process, definitely.
Exactly. It's fresh. It's brand new. So it's not like it's been done for 3 years or anything, but this is a totally fresh and brand new package with activations and clearings that are going to happen live. And then you can also, if you choose to get package B, you can get a 30-minute personal session with Anya to go really deeper into your records or into whatever is holding you back from, you know, what you would like instead. So you have that option as well. So package A or package B.
The reason why it's so new, even though I've been working with the Akashic Records for a while, the DNA, it just started coming slowly, and it didn't happen for all my clients. It just started, like, sporadically happening with a few clients, and then they wouldn't do it, and it's all the guys, but now they want everybody to go through this process and have this access, have this tool to use in their everyday life. So that's why, you know, it's something new, and you'll see more people working within the DNA. It's coming up so much that it really holds all the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had a call yesterday about the DNA as well. And about shifting the energy around the DNA, you know, because we can shift anything now, you know, pretty much.
Working in your cellular level, exactly,
yeah.
But it was energetic body, so, and your energy field, and your connection to your higher self, and all of the other timelines, too, and everything that you're already working with in the other timelines, and all their life lessons that you have for other timelines, bring into this life, so you don't have to go through it again.
Exactly, bring it all in and use those tools,
yeah, all the
use
knowledge.
Those resources, all that wisdom and knowledge that you have, you can use it now, you know, so it's not stuck somewhere else in some other timeline, some other dimension, some other reality. You can bring all of that in now so that you can really use that to create your life now. And I think that's what a lot of people, when they keep asking about what's my purpose, they know there's something more. And so they're part of them is tapping into that other timeline where they're already doing something. And so they're getting little glimpses of that or feelings of that. And it's like, that's what I, you know, maybe that's it,
resonates.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Resonates with them. Yeah. Anyway, but you know, timelines as a whole, I just love talking about timelines. It's one of those things, like, I've always been fascinated by time, you know, like I've always, and it's like, okay, you know, it's like, this is something that, you know, I finally have been able to wrap my head around, and it's like, it's so interesting. So much is possible, right?
It is indeed. And just when we remove the limitation of linear time, everything is possible.
Yeah.
Everything is possible. And then, you know, for a while I had to stop because then my heart will just go like round and round and start like getting all this information. It's like, oh my gosh, I need to translate it to my human brain, to this reality so that it makes sense. But then it doesn't make sense because it's not 3D, right? It's just multidimensional. It's not 3D. Yeah.
And we are right now moving into the fifth dimension. And so, you know, clearing the timelines and clearing the density and clearing what no longer works is going to really help us to move into the fifth dimension with more ease and grace. So the package that Anya has shared with us is the accelerated clearings and work that will help you to really move into the fifth dimension with more ease. So thank you, Anya.
Definitely. No, thank you. And thank you, everybody, for joining today. And thanks to all the guys who stepped in. Thank you for honoring your truth and stepping into your power and your mission. And we honor your time here on Earth. Definitely. Thank you, Shefali, for having me.
Thank you, Anya. And thank you, everyone, for
being
with us here today and co-creating the space. Thank you for all your questions. I'm sorry we didn't get to all of you. There were just so many questions, you know, but thank you for being here with us. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.
Bye.